All right, Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
An example of what not to do. It's like a little hurdle that we set low to the ground. We're pretty confident you can jump over by not doing this.
Yeah, so this is kind of a TMI setting the bar story, a tinge of humor to this setting the bar story, actually. So that's kind of fun.
Okay.
But you've probably gone to a store before and seen it locked, and maybe there's a be back soon sign, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But if you can manage to make it through the day without closing your store for, quote, sex, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we didn't need to know that. That's not what we needed to know.
Or maybe that's the best reason. You never know.
Why did we choose to share that?
So this has been going around the internet. There's a photo showing two, like, handwritten signs on the front of a convenience store door. And the first says, close for sex. And then the other one says, be back in 30 minutes. So there are, like, so this was posted on Reddit, and some of the people were like, anyone notice the wet floor sign there on the floor behind the closed door?
Oh,
and then others were like,
gosh.
30 minutes. And then others are like, that's a weird flex, but I respect it.
A weird flex. What kind of a business was it?
It was a convenience store.
A convenience store.
Yeah, okay. The caption said, I seem to have lost my appetite for a good old-fashioned ballpark wiener.
Yeah. Oh,
So again, this setting the bar story isn't like steeped in crime and awful people.
It's just TMI.
It's more of a TMI sort of situation, and I guarantee you have not gone to a store to see it closed with the reason being, quote, for sex.
Yeah, no. And can you imagine going into the store after that?
Yeah, after. You're kind of like...
And then seeing the people working there.
Well,
and
just...
Then we don't need to imagine any of that.
Well, just, hey, at least they were up front with it, you know?
But, no, they didn't need to be, though. They didn't need to be.
But like you're walking in and you're kind of like, what am I good to touch?
Yeah, no, like, no. Like, nope.
Can I touch this over
Stop
here?
That.
Should I
Stop
put
it.
My wallet on this counter or
we
not?
No, we don't. Listen, all you need to do is you put that little clock up there, say, return at this time. That's all you need to do.
Of course.
That's all you need to do.
Well,
just put that little clock sign up there. Just says when we're going to be back.
If they did.
We don't know what, where you are. We don't need to know.
If they did, they wouldn't be the star of our setting the bar story, Kelly.
Oh, I would never be able to go back in that store again. I couldn't look anybody in the eye.
Like,
there's just no way.
Like, here's the thing. The best part would be standing on the other side of the door when it, you know, looking at the sign and then watching the people take the sign down.
Just like, oh, was it good?
Yeah.
Thumbs up?
Yeah, are we
good?
You know what? You were right. Less than 30 minutes. Good job. All right. So again, we'll post it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. You can
get to buy my hot dogs now.
Yeah, exactly. Which ones can I not buy? More importantly, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.